From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Very good morning.
Yeah, good morning,
Saturday
Mike.
Morning, 620 down. So the last time we looked at the Dow, not happy.
Yeah, not happy. Big moves in US share markets. Other markets were closed on Friday, you know, when the US share market was moving. So we haven't seen the impact of all this drama in Europe or Asia or our local market yet. 623 points on the Dow. That's about 2.37%, 76 points in the S&P 500, 240 points in the NASDAQ. That's a 3% move. Now, bearing in mind when the US market was moving on Friday night, Asia had actually been up. We also saw US interest rates higher Friday night. So just looking at that 10-year bond, it got down to 1.49%. That was the recent low, and it was a 1.53 on Friday night. So flirting with those lows and, all in reaction to, well, Mike, what was it, you know? More trade stuff.
You with us?
Hello? Yeah, we dropped out there for a second,
my
didn't we, Mike? We dropped
out.
Yeah, so yeah, you might have thought it was sort of safe to go back into the share markets, wouldn't you? But the trade dispute seemed to have gone off the front pages, but it's very much back, not the case. I mean, trade dispute has hurtled back into the headlines, and in classic Trump fashion, we had a flurry of tweets and offhand comments to sort of confuse and obfuscate the markets. But China sort of started the ball rolling, didn't they, when they announced that they're going to increase the tariffs on US imports that it says yet to impose tariffs on. But in addition to that, there was a whole lot more stuff that's already got tariffs on that's going to get more tariffs, and that will hit around $75 billion of US imports. That comes into play September 1st, Dec 15. And it's going to hit the major car companies pretty hard, Mike. Ford, Tesla, European car companies like BMW, Daimler, they build cars in the US. They export them to China. Now, if you want to know how big that is, $6.2 billion worth of cars, $3.2 billion worth of parts, 230,000 US-built vehicles. That's all going to get hit now a little bit harder. And, of course, the agricultural products as well, soybeans, stuff like that. And then you cue the response from Trump, and you get the expected comments based on little fact and that you probably have to discount. But they're going to raise the planned tariffs by 5 percentage points, and then $300 billion worth of goods that were going to have the tariffs placed on, and they have bigger tariffs placed on them, so that'll rise to 15%. And then Trump says, we don't need China, and frankly, we'd be better off without them. Well, yeah. $550 billion worth of goods would seem to indicate a current fair high degree of reliance, and so I think we do have to sort of put that to one side. Then you had Jerome Powell speaking. He made the rather pointed remark that monetary policy cannot provide a settled rule book for international trade. And you can read between the lines there. And subsequently, Trump asked the question, who is the bigger enemy, Jay Powell or Chairman Xi?
Yes, indeed.
So really,
these are ugly times, aren't they? Speaking of Jackson Hole, did Adrian Orr get a word in? Do we hear from him?
He did. He managed to slip in a little Bloomberg television interview, and the New Zealand market, we were sold off on Friday, and the NZX index down 103 points. You got a result from Skeller up. They had a record profit, but the share price actually fell 4.9%. Yeah, Adrian Orr said the Reserve Bank was now going to sit and wait and see the impact of the 50 basis point cut. So what the market's done is it's taken the September cut, we were thinking there might be a 25 basis point cut in September, it's taken that off the table. 5-year swap, that got down well under one, well, it got down to about 0.92%. That pushed back over 1%. So it's taken a bit of a steam out of these dividend stocks. Expect our market, though, this morning to be under a bit of pressure following those big falls on Friday night in the US.
Indeed. What are the numbers?
So the numbers, the Dow Jones closed 25,628, down 623 points. S&P 500, 2847, down 76. And the NASDAQ, 7751, they were down 240 points. And the FTSE 100, down 33, 7094. The Nikkei, 20710, up 83. Shanghai Composite up 14, 2897. The ASX 200 up 21, 6523. And as I said, we lost 103 points. That's 0.96%, closing at 10,622. Push the currencies up a little bit, or push the New Zealand dollar up a little bit. 0.6405 against the US, 0.9480 against the Aussie. 0.5745 euro, 0.5210 pounds, 67.40 yen. Gold also higher, $1,526.96, and Brent crude got sold back a little bit, $59.34.
Nice start to the week. You enjoy it. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth. He and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.